That was Tafelmusik performing a beautiful selection of Handel's Messiah right here on the Classical Jukebox. And that's some of the music we'll be hearing quite a bit this season throughout various venues. But one is particularly magical at this time of year, and that's at Symphony in the Barn, taking place Sunday, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. And I'm so lucky to have Michael Schmidt, the founder and artistic director, on the Jukebox line with us today. Now, for those of you who might not be familiar with your work, in addition to the Messiah and all the rustic charm of your barn, you have some other attractions as well.
That's right. And on the 6th and 7th, it will be in the barn where we have about 70, 80 cattle.
Okay.
And the people, the orchestra is in the center of the barn, and the people sit around it, and then around the people are the cows. And that's when we do the Messiah.
The Messiah, of course.
Yeah.
Wow. Just must be magical with the little bells on the cattle. You're also recreating a typical kind of German Christkindl market. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been doing this and why it's so special.
9 years ago, like you, my tradition or my heritage is in Europe.
Right.
And I always was, as a child, was taken by the magic of the truly Christkindl markets, an old tradition from the Middle Ages. And I wanted to create that here. And you see a lot of Christmas markets around.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
They're springing up everywhere. But a lot of people actually have no idea how to truly create a European Christkindl market. And that it happened to be on the farm where we have so many, you know, natural environment where you can actually create that.
Right.
Which makes a huge difference. So people wander through about 10 acres of magically lit, and I have to point that out, no LED. It's all incandescent light, which is warm and beautiful.
Beautiful,
plus
yeah.
European Christmas music and so on. So, and the main thing is really the European tradition of food.
You have food as well, a Messiah and food and a beautifully lit environment on 10 acres. It just sounds magical. And just for our listeners, I lived in Austria for 8 years, and these are some of my most beautiful memories of Central Europe is in this time of year. It's a tradition that goes all the way back, I think, to the 16th century. Outdoor markets where local vendors showcase high quality gifts, food, there's holiday cheer. Great place to bring families and make some unique memories. So kudos to you, Michael, and your team for recreating that in such an authentic way.
It is very, very authentic. And what we find is that people actually do exactly what we were hoping, that it is a place where they come together. It's not about necessarily shopping. It is about, you know, drinking together mulled wine and having European sausages and all these kind of things. So it becomes a social event and not a buying event.
Yes.
But it's where people truly meet and enjoy. And then as a closure of these 2 days, we every time have the Messiah in the barn. And that
Beautiful.
Is deeply moving for a lot of people.
Now, Michael, how do you select the chorus and the orchestra members for who's participating in the Messiah each year?
Well, we have Carrie McGonigal. She is our contractor for the orchestra.
Okay.
And then the Sorgenbach Choir. I started the Sorgenbach Choir almost 40 years ago.
Okay.
In our area where we did my first Messiah was 38 years ago.
Wow.
So that tradition continues till today.
And so how do you select members from the Sagen Academy? Do they have to audition each year, or do you have these members that, you know, regularly participate?
Yeah, it's a choir which does usually the Christmas concert, and then this year we do the St. John's Passion in the spring. This all, I mean, there's very devoted choir members, but it's also a reality with so many things in life that, let's say 30, 40 years ago, I had about 100 people singing. And now, you know, you even struggle to get 25 people together because things are shifting a lot.
Shifting, right.
And, you know, with the growing social media and that you can listen on, you always can listen online, whatever you want to do.
But nothing beats that live culture of bringing people together in harmony. So kudos to you, Michael, It's a beautiful, cherished tradition you're keeping alive. Do you have a favorite moment? What's your special connection to the Messiah?
My favorite one is when we in the barn. So we do the first part of the Messiah, which is the Christmas portion. But yep. then we end in the barn with a hallelujah chorus. And after the hallelujah chorus, actually the whole audience sings Silent Night.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then there's no clapping in the barn and people come yeah. out. And then we have a recording of these amazing, from the big churches in Europe, the big bells ringing. So when they walk out, they just hear these big bells ringing and then they go home. So these are, you know, little snippets of magic people can experience.
Beautiful. Yes. Thank you so much, Michael. The website is symphonyinthebarn.com, beginning with the Christkindl Market. That's December 6th and 7th. Experience a magical Christmas village on 10 acres of enchanted property. And that's followed by the Messiah. You can find out all the details, the exact schedule at symphonyinthebarn.com. Good luck, Michael.
And just to add to it, christkindlefarm.com. christkindlefarm.com.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Good luck putting this all together.
Thanks, Daniel.
All right. Talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
And let's hear a little bit of that holiday magic, some more of the classic music of Christmas. Here's Libera with Silent Night.